Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Hey, Rhonda, it's Emily with RDI. I saw I missed your call. Just give me a holler back here. Let me know if anything. 800. Oh, Rhonda?
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi. That's so weird. Did you get the new update with the phone?
I don't have an iPhone, but I'm familiar with it. I heard that it just it allows you to pick up while you're in a voicemail.
Well, how weird is that? Okay, so but it doesn't teach you to do that. So I'm like,
technology, gotta love it.
And then this morning, my daughter called me, and she said she called me. She heard this weird message, and she heard music. Then she heard, and then she goes, "Let me call you back again, and let's try it." She calls me back. We don't say two words. She calls me back. She goes, "Well, I can't talk to you now. I have a work call."
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. These things are so weird.
I know. She probably called me to tell me something. Well, now she can.
Oh, of course. Oh.
Okay,
gotta
so
love
let me
it.
Ask you this.
Yeah.
I have a request for an 8 to 10 carat fancy yellow round or her girlfriend told me that she likes squarish diamonds. Let me say, wait, hold on, maybe.
So like a square cushion?
Yeah, maybe. Hold on. Is she texting me back? I think she might be texting me back. What? This is what, oh my God, a cushion or a radiant.
Okay.
I don't know if she knows how much an 8 to 10 fancy yellow
is. And she's looking for natural?
Well, guess what? That's what I don't know if she knows, because there's so many, you know, because this is what happened. She was with one of my customers that I sold the lab-grown diamond studs to.
Yeah.
So I texted her because I was thinking this morning, instead of wasting your time, I want to know what their conversation was last night, right?
Mm.
Was it, oh, I got this lab-grown diamond from Rhonda, and then she said, I want a fancy, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because, I mean, does she really know what 8 to 10 fancy yellow means? I mean, I have rings that are like teeny tiny pink diamonds in there, and they're a fortune now.
Yeah, because natural pink is
anyway.
Hard to get, so
yeah.
That makes sense.
Anyway.
I mean, I just got back. I had to see if it's still available at all, but I just got back a 703 lab cushion that was square. Maybe at least give
in yellow?
Yeah, yellow.
Oh, wow. Okay, tell me about that one. That sounds good. Okay.
I just have to see if it's still available, though. But it's a 703 lab cushion, fancy yellow vivid, VS1, IGI, and cost...
Wait, fancy yellow vivid, IGI, yeah.
Yep.
And what's the VS what?
VS1.
Vivid. Okay, got it. VS1, yes.
Yep.
Okay. And it cost?
$49.21. So, but that's lab. So if she wants to go lab route, I at least wanted to throw that out there for you.
Yeah, good. Okay, yes.
I'll just have to, if that's the route she wants to go, I'll just have to see if it's still available.
Right.
But let me see. I know we have some of the bigger fancy yellows and rings already. Let me just see what we have. Let's see.
Oh, well, if you do, can you send me some photos?
Yeah. I'm
just
pulling up questions.
And also, let me ask you something.
Yep.
Like, in something like this, because I've never sold a fancy, it's $49.21. What are, I don't, you know, I want to come in lower than Blue Nile, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What would you suggest is a really good price to sell it?
Just single key it. Some people are, with these labs, people are triple keying 5 times or 6 times.
Oh, no.
So
just
single key it.
Because I don't think here, look, in, okay, so Blue Nile, and it's not maybe DE, I think it's F.
Okay.
They're selling like a 4-carat for $3,700.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, the studs with the gold, you know, the gold image.
Right, right, right.
Done.
Hmm, wow.
At 37, yeah.
It's still pretty up there, though.
Well, yeah, it is.
They're making decent money, pretty much.
Yeah, between 34 and 37, I've seen.
Right.
You know, they change it, you know, constantly.
Mm-hmm.
But, so they're probably tripling theirs?
Probably.
The cost?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so we have this halo ring that's out. I don't really have the best picture of it, so I'll just send you what I have, but
okay.
It's a 1092 totally natural.
With the small stones around.
Correct, yep. So it's 10.16 carat center cushion. It's a wide
10.16 cushion center.
Yep.
Okay.
It's not exactly perfectly square. It's kind of between square and elongated. It's YZ in color, VS2 GIA, but it has that yellow gold backing behind the diamond, so it helps the color face up yellow, a little more yellow.
Yeah.
And it's $89,750, just to give you an idea.
Yeah, that's a GI. Okay, 89. So you're talking.
I mean, I even said to my friend, you know, and then the other customer that I had, does she actually know how much?
Right.
No.
And these rings tend to be less expensive than loose stones, and for the fact that it's a YZ helps you save a little bit of money as well. So if it's an official fancy yellow, you're going to be paying more.
Oh, right, exactly. So I can safely tell her that a 10-carat fancy yellow is over $100,000.
For sure, yeah.
And a lab-grown is, like, a million times less.
Yes.
So you're talking,
I mean, but if she wants the natural, hey, let's see what we can drum up.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, right?
Yeah.
Of course, I don't even know. We might have something also in stock.
Right.
My partner does, not me.
Gotcha.
I design a lot of jewelry, but it's not that.
Oh. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Keep me posted.
You know what's amazing? That a lot of my, you know, I mean, look, I do 18 karat. I do, you know, and I manufacture in Thailand and everything.
Uh-huh.
And people, I mean, a lot of people don't want to spend the money nowadays, too. So it's
You'll
really
be surprised.
Weird.
You never know. Because I can tell you one thing that has happened this year, especially in the last, like, 5-6 months, is a lot of people that are, like, the wealthy people are walking around seeing, like, your retail person at Target or whatever have a 3-4 carat diamond.
Yeah.
They say, oh, well, there's no way that they can afford a true 3-4 carat diamond, so it's got to be lab grown. So then they have to up that, so bigger naturals are still really selling. I mean, we've sold so many big naturals in the last few months. It's like the most we've ever sold in one period, you know?
Right. I was trying to sell. Actually, my partner did have a diamond. Otherwise, I would have called you.
Yeah.
They were looking for a 3-4 carat natural diamond.
Okay.
Because all her friends are getting lab grown, and then she can feel good that she can say, you know what I mean?
She's got natural. Yeah.
But they're all young kids. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
When I say kids, they're you know getting married.
Yeah.
And they are all getting 4 and 5 carats.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So.
Mm-hmm. And you know what?
It's time for me to get my 10 carat.
You never know. Get it now while you can. I kid you not, though, but we're definitely seeing even So I just turned 33. A lot of my age group, even the girls I like went to high school with and stuff, I'm seeing are getting engaged and married and stuff. Some of them still don't have kids, but they work really, really great jobs. So they're still able to get that natural versus even lab grown. So that, and I've noticed that a lot. Yep. And then also we had someone here for our last buying event that worked for Forbes, and she actually does this whole seminar about touching upon that age group, so the wealthy without it being them being actually wealthy, because they're people with money, but they're not wealthy. They have no kids, no like high responsibility bills, things like that, but they have enough money to spend on these luxury items. And we've also noticed that as well. Like it's not even just older, wealthier people at this point anymore. It's literally that mid-30s to just under 50 that are also buying these bigger naturals as well. So, I mean, it is a different game than it used to be with these bigger stones. And I think that's putting – I mean, so if you think about it, I'm the middle to younger part of millennials. So the old, like millennials right now are the ones buying these stones, which is it was always talk about all millennials don't want to spend money and this and that during the pandemic, but they actually are at the end of the day. So it's a refreshing thing to see, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think for a while 14 Karats was even seeing a push with the lab grown, and now they're saying that a lot of people are going back to remember we even said that. But also I think a lot of people are going to lie when they're, you know what I'm saying? Is that lie?
Of course. But you can tell, like as someone like in the industry like us, sometimes you can just tell by looking at it, you know? Or even just like has this like blue hinge to it. So, you know, it's kind of like, but, you know, it's lab, you're right. I mean, lab is definitely starting to change for most people that were mainly lab heavy before. But it's now moving back, and it's moving into the position that it was always predicted it to be, which is fashion-based. I mean, it's moving away, lab grown is moving away from engagement and more fashion-based. So studs, tennis bracelets, necklaces, cocktail rings, right-hand rings, things like that. So it is starting to move away from engagement, which is refreshing, you know?
Yeah. Well, for you, because you're in the business,
Yes. But even for you guys, though.
But you know how many, I don't know, you don't call them site holders, right? They're just manufacturers of lab grown. Lots of companies have contacted me because I have a contact into Costco.
Oh,
and
okay.
Yeah, like the guy. And he even said to me, you have an idea, because they didn't want to have designer jewelry because they said that when he wanted my jewelry, and this is 15 years ago, I said no because every store that carried my jewelry would have been pissed off to see Wanda Faber-Green in Costco. So I said no, being and no. And do stores honor you and are they, you know, I'm not doing shows anymore.
Right.
So are they calling me? No. They go on to the next.
Gotcha. Yep.
So, you know, should I have done that? Maybe. And not screwed around. But anyway, I didn't. Now Costco doesn't want designer stuff.
And they don't even want lab grown.
No, they do not want lab grown.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid to even say, this is my idea, because they're going to think I'm an idiot, you know? You know? I mean, who knows? They might change.
Never know. Maybe fashion-based,
you know,
maybe.
I don't know. I don't know if they're going, because they're in bed with so many site holders.
Yeah.
I don't know if
they're. So they can get their GIs and IGIs so cheap.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Oh, well.
Because they're all the same quality. HIVS.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting.
It is.
As your lab is going to get less and less.
I know.
Keep dropping.
I know. I mean, the reason why I'm saying it's a good thing also for you guys too, though, as a retailer, is because at the end of the day, kind of like what you're saying, lab dropping less and less and less, at the end of the day, and we were just talking about markups even for like these kind of stuff, you know, it's harder, even though they're making 2 or 3 time markups on these lab grown, at the end of the day, the end dollar amount, because the dollar amount on those lab growns have gotten so small, you're not really making anything compared to a natural.
Oh.
Yes, percentage markup may be lower,
absolutely.
But you're making a higher dollar
so
amount.
Yeah, and there's so much competition.
Mm-hmm.
But by
oh, yeah.
the way, you know, I was a wholesaler.
Oh, I had no idea.
Oh, yeah, I sold to stores all around the world.
Huh, okay, cool.
Yeah. In fact, one of my Japanese stores just said, look what I, you know, they did an ad using my ring. But,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So I sold to 150 stores around the world. No, like
wow.
all the best stores around the world.
Yeah.
And then when COVID hit, I stopped doing shows. And
I remember you saying that.
In my company.
Gotcha.
But you know what? I'm happy because I don't want to do shows anymore.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah. And I also designed, I know I told you, for another company, who
mm-hmm.
I think we're going to end that relationship within a couple of years. But, yeah. I mean, they still do, but whatever.
Right. I gotcha. Well, let me know. Keep me posted. Whatever direction they want to go, we can figure it out, okay?
Great. Oh, send me pictures if you can.
Okay. I'll see what I can get a picture of this one. And then we also have a 702 radiant in a halo as well. So I'll try to see it, and that's 106. So let me see if I can get these pictures here sent to you.
Yeah, but you don't have any lab-grown set in a ring, right?
No, not this big.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful. Okay, great.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay. Sure. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.